Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
First play in the red zone. The first one for the game on either side from the two. First and goal.
That was the call on CBS television last night as the Pats running back, Sony Michel, scored the only touchdown of Super Bowl 53. It was a defensive battle. Patriots beat the L.A. Rams 13-3 and are now tied for a record 6 Super Bowl championships. ESPN.com's Mike Reese has helped us follow the Pats all season long and joins us this morning from Atlanta after the Super Bowl last night. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Bob.
So if you're a fan of a defensive battle, you're likely thrilled by what happened last night. Here's Pats coach Bill Belichick.
Team defense. I mean, there's no one guy that can stop the Rams. They got too many good players, too many explosive guys. They're too well coached. So we didn't give up big plays, which they've hit on everybody. So eventually we were able to get some stops and got us off the field.
Mike Reese, is that what you saw last night?
Yeah, that was very similar. The Patriots had a great team defensive performance, but they had a few players within that performance really stand out. They asked Stephon Gilmore, their cornerback, to single cover Brandon Cooks, a very good wide receiver. And of course, we saw Gilmore with a big interception at the end of the game and up front on the line of scrimmage. The big guys did a great job against the running game, and that was a big part of their plan.
We hear Coach Belichick constantly preach about the little details that make a difference in the game. Was last night's game Exhibit 1 for him?
It certainly was, because that was the type of game where one mistake could lead to points that ultimately sway the outcome in the other direction. It was a game where every punt was so important. And usually, you know, you get to a punt and you sort of exhale, but that's the type of game it was, and the team really responded.
What about the Patriots' offense? They moved the ball last night, but up until the end of the game, they couldn't get to the red zone.
Yeah, they really struggled, to sustain drives and to keep things going. Julian Edelman, of course, the most valuable player, was their most productive player with 10 catches for 141 yards. But it really was one key shift that they made in the fourth quarter. They kept trying different things, and what they did was they put their big personnel out in the field, which really would indicate that they wanted to run the ball. But what they did with that big personnel was that they spread them out across the formation into an empty package, and they actually threw the ball out of that, and that was the key. And they had 3 straight completions, and that's all it took. That one touchdown they had, that was the key schematic change that they made.
And the Patriots' defense, once again, just stuffed Los Angeles, both in the running game and in the passing game.
They did, and one of the keys for them defensively was to take away the run, and the Rams finished with just 62 rushing yards on 18 carries. And why that was so important to them was they said that the Rams are a very big play-action passing team, meaning they oftentimes like to fake a run and then throw the ball. But when you eliminate the ability for them to actually run the ball, it takes away that play-action passing opportunity.
Winning a Super Bowl is always incredibly emotional, but many of the Pats appeared particularly emotional last night. There was a long hug in the scrum of the middle of the field between Tom Brady and the Super Bowl MVP, Pats receiver Julian Edelman. And then there was a long hug between Brady and Pats owner, Robert Kraft. It was almost like, as if you were a voyeur. You could hear those four guys expressing their love for each other last night. After the game, here's what tight end Rob Gronkowski had to say.
It was the most satisfying year I ever been a part of. We stuck together on the downers, and we stuck together and came through and came out with this win. This is what it's about.
You know, I have to say, last night I was thinking that the Patriots were not, Mike Reese, the best team in football during the regular season. But for the last 3 games of the season, culminating last night, they were the best team.
That's a great way to put it, Bob. They played their best football in the most important games. And I might even go as far as to say they might not have the most talent in the NFL, but they played together as a team better than anyone. And they got the ultimate reward for that, a Super Bowl championship.
Mike Reese covers the New England Patriots for ESPN.com and has provided WBUR with regular analysis throughout the season. Mike Reese, thank you for everything.
Thanks so much, Bob. Have a great day.